Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Alex Italander here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now, it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium.
Let's move on to episode 34 of season 6, which is called Dwayne.
New Digs.
Hey, that's kind of like the last episode was Old Digs. So what can it mean? Well, it means we're going to have a Jake and Dave episode, which you probably guessed. And then like we did with Monica's second episode, we're continuing on with the cliffhanger from the second episode of the season, episode 32. With the timeless meat that someone has been eating. with here we're getting start to switch viewpoints with Jake and Dave from each of them. So with Jake, we've got him enjoying himself, feeling a little comfortable now that they know how to get, you know, they get shelter, you got your food, you're pretty good to go. And that's when it really starts to hit that he, you know, misses Monica, that he wonders if they are going to get united again at some point. Cause he's kind of taken care of all the, big crises in his life so far, you know, at this point, and that he's wondering if, you know, the next one is, will I be able to see Monica again? Now that they've been fed and rested, they come up with a plan of how they're going to search the Ostium network to try and find some answers. And so they start checking out places, looking at buildings, going through rooms. We also get to see from Steve with his strange memories coming back of this place of what past he has here. He's trying to deal with it in his own way. We also start to get little hints here of Steve starting to pick up things going on within the Ostium network, sensations and possible abilities that are a little like Jake has, and which we know with Jake is tied into his connection with, using air quotes here, connection with Ostium and the Ostium network, that Steve might have some of that in some way too. After hearing the stories of the Ostium network from Monica and now from Dave, we get to literally see now how it all works. Jake processes more over what's happened, but he makes the call to relax a little and be interested in exploring, you know, where they are, kind of find out what's really going on here. Although, of course, he's still concerned both with the strange booming sound in the back of his mind and the creature from the end of the previous season that is still a potential threat that could show up at some point. It might be at this point, maybe it's somewhere in his mind. Those are starting to come, you know, the boom and the strange creature starting to come a little close together that, hey, wait a minute, maybe they're related somehow. This was also my chance to be like, okay, so then the Ostium network, where everything's cool and futuristic, but there's also some really weird stuff. And this is where I introduced my anomalies that just don't fit in with what we've seen of Jib so far. The goal was to make them as weird and out of place as possible. And I didn't want them to have anything to do with Jake or Steve. So we got to have them check each of their apartments for Steve, and then Monica going to the old place. And then with him knowing still remembering the code, which was a little play on the, you know, it's a keypad and you either remember the number or your fingers just remember the number and just punch it in automatically. And that's when Steve realizes, wait a minute, there's bigger stuff going on here that I realize this is my memories coming back of something going on. But I also am not ready to show Jake yet. So I got to be covert about it and kind of hide and pass it off as, oh, that was just a really good coincidence that I managed to guess the code. Dave, Steve seeing the photo of him and his mother and grabbing it, which is possibly then having the listener connect with, wait a minute, that's what Monica said was missing in the previous episode. And does that mean they are in the same Ostium, or is that just a weird coincidence, or is something else totally going on? Did that work for you, Dwayne? What did you think then?
I actually wrote down that I remembered wondering to myself, are the episodes purposefully out of order?
Mm-hmm.
Timey-wimey
stuff.
Yeah, or I don't know mm-hmm. that I thought it was a separate Ostium. Mm-hmm. I think all along I was thinking they had to be in the same physical location, but it just, that sort of tied it in, you know, locked it in the, yeah. Okay, the episodes aren't happening in chronological order.
Right.
How we're experiencing things from two different perspectives aren't, you know, going from point A to B to C. There's a little jumping around, not a lot, mm-hmm. just a little bit though.
Right. And again, you could be, you know, having millions of different tangents at the same place where it'd all be pretty much identical, but having something here be like, well, this is different here, but it's also different to Monica's. So chances are it's the same one, possibly, but you're still not sure. Got to leave that delt in there.
There's always that that capability with ostium.
That's the point. Again, I had Dave kind of learning more about his past with his data pad. He doesn't really know how to reveal it to Jake that he's now at a point where he's acknowledging the connection he's having here with his past here, and that it's all, again, not the floodgates haven't quite opened yet, but there's definitely the dam's got problems. There's lots of cracks. The water's flowing. The waters of memory are flowing, and it's starting to become overbearing. So it's almost a point where he doesn't want to tell Jake, but he's going to need to tell Jake so he doesn't lose it mentally. It was fun switching back and forth between the two characters and building the tension a little as the listener gets to know kind of what each person is thinking, how they're approaching the different situations, and then what they're thinking about the other character, where we have, you know, Dave going through the stuff he's going through, and then Jake being like, okay, there's something wrong with him. He's going to tell me, I guess. I can't pull it out of him, but he's going to tell you need to tell me because I know there's something not right. As opposed to when you get that sometimes in movies or whatever, where it's like, look, the guy's clearly having problems. You need to just get him to talk or whatever. And be like, nope, they're totally unaware of it. And it's like, that's just not realistic. That's what I was going for here. Jake starts to realize that Dave isn't telling him everything. But with the history of ostium and Monica, at this point, he's like, well, this is familiar ground that I'm just going to let, you know, give it some time. And chances are things will be righted. Jake gets led by Dave to what's known as the Inception Chamber. And they see the ostium door, which is a big deal. And this is a point where this is too much for Jake. It's all too familiar here now. He knows what's going on, and he knows that Dave has a much bigger role in it than he ever could have imagined. And that's when he tells him, it's time, dude. You gotta spill the beans and tell me what's going on. But Dave has also kind of realized he needs to do that, but it's not the right place. It's the, you know, Pandora's box right there. And it's like, we're just too close to the sun, too close to the black hole. We need to put some distance here. Have me collect my thoughts, and then we'll do it in a place that's more familiar and settling for him. But having Dave know that he needed to get to this place kind of subconsciously to the Inception Chamber, and then seeing that door there, that was kind of the trigger for him to be like, okay, that broke the dam, set the floodgates going, and made him remember what he needed to remember. And again, it was another moment where we had tensions rising between Jake and Dave and having things get a little tough, but we see that their friendship is deep and strong, and that they understand each other relatively well, and that give it time and at the right place and the right time, and things will get better.
To that, we're talking about Dave's memories returning. I made the comment, are his memories returning, or are they being returned to him?
That's a cool idea. Should write that down.
And because he's going around the rock, like with an intuition, or is he being led? Is he getting the memories he needs at the moment he needs them, where he's at in ostium, so that he goes to the location of that memory?
I'm gonna take the easy way out and say it's a little of both. And that's because of something that happens in an episode in season 6 that reveals more on this storyline and makes you understand things a little better. And now thinking of that, what you were saying with that in mind, I think it is actually a little bit of both.
I just wanted to mention that I wrote that down before I read anything for season 6.
Oh, right. Yes. Cause you're reading the episode. I don't even think you've got to that one yet though. So,
but when I was reading the note here, and I'm like, I bet that's gonna be it. I also have down here
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I'm not sure to why I wrote it down, but I just have down here, everyone lies and Jake knows. So, and that just goes back to what you were saying, that Jake knows that he's not getting the whole truth, but he's okay with it because he realizes everyone's lying. Jake's even not telling the truth all the time. I think Jake's a little more truthful than either, mm-hmm. you know, Steve or Monica, but they have, I think, a bigger reason.
Right. Steve's they have more secrets to keep, or that they yes. have kept for different reasons.
Right. You know, Steve's got some Swiss cheese memory mm-hmm. problems going on right now. And I also have wrote down here the memory of the doctor's office, like a UFO abductee.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think anything like that's going on with Ostium, right. but the way Steve's memories are coming back in flashes make, you know, it's very to what we hear about with UFO abductees. Mm-hmm.
And I think definitely on some subliminal subconscious level, I was probably pulling a little from that because I was going through a series of, you know, dealing with how you deal with it. There are people who have amnesia and selective amnesia and different things and how they come back with various triggers. And, you know, during my teen years, I was definitely way in on all the alien stuff and the unsolved mysteries and reading all those crazy books and,
the height of the X-Files too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It all comes back to the X-Files for some reason.
Good stories. That's all I have for that episode. Okay.
Trying to think if there anything else. No, I don't think so. That's better.
Well, before we move on, I was just thinking about it again with Steve's memories, and about how seeing the door in the Inception Chamber just sort of brings everything there to, instead of getting his memories in flashes, it's like he's gotten a dump.
Yep. Like a door opened for
him. Could it be proximity?
Mm-hmm.
Not physically seeing it, but just being in the proximity to whatever energies create mm-hmm. the ostium effect.
Ostium midichlorians.
Yeah, no, Etons. I don't know if I like that for sure.
The magnetism or whatever's going on. Yeah.
I
was talking earlier about, you know, them holding secrets and only giving certain things away. And then this is just me going through my own thoughts, with them being back in the Ostium network, where, you know, the kind of nexus of everything here, you know, the center of this network and everything going on, that kind of does set off something going on, you know, sets the circuits going, sets off the circuit breakers, whatever, triggers stuff, you know, for all of them to be able to actually say and admit stuff and let things out more so than they would be elsewhere, like, you know, say it was 1422 or something.
Not exactly the familiar place, even though they don't, like Steve especially, even though he doesn't remember being there, being in a place, seeing those things that he should remember. I can see that triggering memories. It just seemed, I know it was written that way, but it was a nice touch that it was like you get to the what can possibly so far be considered the focal point of all of what goes on in Ostium, and that is where everything starts falling.
And as we learn, it's the starting point for him. It's him going through for the first time. It's a big emotional point. Yeah, it's what everyone else wanted to do. I mean, and of course, it's the wonderful metaphor of the door and opening and seeing what's on the side, which has been an ongoing theme since day one and door one.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.